MEPs now, you have voted for these provisional agreements to strengthen the EU's capacity to prevent and control communicable diseases and tackle cross-border health threats. Tell me a little bit about the background to this move, because this has to do with really the lessons learned from COVID.
Well, yes, we've learned from COVID that really we need to cooperate. We need more cooperation at a European or member state level. So Ireland needs to cooperate with France and Germany, and likewise, every country needs to do more, because we've seen that there was gaps when it came to COVID. At the beginning, every country went scrambling to their own defences. In some cases, borders were shut down, didn't allow the movement of medicinal products or PPE. So that doesn't work. That doesn't work in a European Union, where we want to protect citizens and to do more, be more proactive in terms of predicting what's going to happen, ensuring that we will have the supplies, the necessary supplies, ensuring that we share information and share expertise. So what we've voted on today is a strengthened European Centre for Disease Control. It now has more people, more power and more money to do what it's expected to do. That's work with the member states, in Ireland's case, to work with them to ensure that they have the correct structures in place in terms of monitoring in if there's another outbreak of COVID or something similar, that they would have the correct responses in place. So, in fact, you'll find that the ECD is working more with the countries now than they were doing previously. And I think that that's very important, because it goes back to the argument that healthcare is a matter for the member states, which it is. But there's a very strong role that the European Union can play in terms of public health, in terms of supporting the member states, in terms of predicting what may come, and in terms of also having a relationship, a stronger relationship with the WHO, with the World Health Organization, to prepare what may or may not happen in European territory. And one of the elements of today's vote as well is that the European Union can now itself declare a crisis. It doesn't have to wait for WHO, the World Health Organization, to come and to do that. So, all in all, we have identified the gaps that are there, that were there when we had COVID, and trying to overcome those gaps now and make sure that we're more coordinated in future.